The rest of the story. They were supposed to play a hockey game that evening, but the team had no goalie. A regular goalkeeper had broken his toe during the last game. Tonight's contest is only hours away. The team's coach sent one of the players out to look for any goalie. The player, John Gottschalk, knew that a goalkeeper lived in town. His name was Alfie Moore, and immediately John began searching for Alfie. First, he telephoned Alfie's home, and the phone rang a very long time before Alfie's wife answered. Could Alfie come out and play, John asked. Well, the wife said you'd have to catch him first. Seems Alfie was relaxing at a local pub just down the street. John said thanks. He knew which pub. But when John arrived, he was told that Alfie and a couple of pals had already left. They'd had a few drinks and decided to go bar hopping. It was two taverns later that John found Alfie. By now, Alfie was utterly anesthetized. Through a pleasant haze, he asked John how things were going. Alfie had heard the team was in town. Might he have a ticket for that evening's game? John smiled. If Alfie wanted it, he could have the best seat in the house. Alfie looked confused. He said, "You need a goalkeeper?" And John nodded. And Alfie flashed a broad grin and said, "Well, if that's the case, let's have one more drink." And it was all that John could do to pull Alfie away, but he managed to get him out of the bar, down to the hotel where the team was staying. The coach took one look at him and scowled, "Get him out of here." The coach said, "He's drunk, I'm not going to use him." But John insisted, "He's all we've got." Well, the coach hesitated, then ordered Alfie into a cold shower. And after that, team members poured black coffee into him. How long since Alfie had been on skates, somebody asked. More than a month, the goalkeeper answered. The coach swallowed hard. Soon now it would be game time. Alfie was taken to the rink, warmed up cautiously. "Don't shoot too hard at him," the coach had said. "We don't want to hurt him." And the game began. Within 2 minutes, the opposing team had scored on Alfie, just slapped one right past him into the net. And it appeared as though it would be a very long night. And it was. But for the other guys, because that one goal they scored against Alfie was their last, and Alfie's team went on to win 3-1. And this is the rest of the story. The victorious team that night back in 1938 was the Chicago Blackhawks, the National Hockey League. Alfie Moore was a used-up player from the minor leagues, had never, ever played in the big leagues, never in the NHL. But when the Hawks' regular goalie was hurt and their backup goalie was unavailable, they went scrounging. They scoured the Toronto pubs for a prospective fill-in, and they found Alfie, and it was he whose saves saved the first game of the series, the World Series of Hockey, the Stanley Cup playoffs, which the Blackhawks, with their Bush League goalie, went on to win. And now you know the rest of the story.